You're listening to Wholesaling Inc., episode number 1463.
If you give me a name, address, and phone number of a property owner that wants to sell their house, game over. Game over. I'm not looking at any comps. I'm not looking at anything because I don't want any preconceived notions of what I can offer them. And I don't want to be making offers too fast until I go through the discovery process. And that's really what Gene's talking about is you got the lead. You call them up, and then you discover what's going on.
This is game-changing information guaranteed to raise your real estate wholesaling business with actionable steps you can take immediately to navigate the ins and outs of wholesaling and start making money today. Join us as we put our guests in the hot seat and dive deep to dissect their strategies for success to enable you to duplicate their results. You're listening to Wholesaling Inc., the only show dedicated to making you a fortune in wholesaling.
From I speed to lead, it is so awesome to have Gene Blinkoff here on the Wholesaling Inc. podcast. Gene, how are you today?
Good day to you, Brent. Doing great. Thanks for having me. Very happy to be here, man. It's been a dream.
So in the last 30 seconds of this podcast, or minute or two, depends on how long the intro was, you have brought in probably like 5 or 10 leads. Your iSpeed lead has brought in 5 or 10 leads from around the country that real estate entrepreneurs, real estate investors can go, they can preview, they can purchase that, and then they can just have exclusive rights to that lead. Is that right?
Correct, sir. Yeah, so they can see all of the information about a lead before actually picking it up, minus the address and the name and the phone number. But you can make an educated decision depending on your exit strategies, depending on your business. You can pick the perfect lead for you.
So this is a strategy that has really taken on some steam over the last couple of years, thanks to you guys, thanks to a couple other really great companies out there. And it's called PPL. This is pay per lead. This is like the perfect combination of getting internet leads, web leads coming in without having to set up a whole blown Google account, without having to, you know, pay-per-click type of thing. This is already filtered out people that want to sell their properties that may or may not be on the market, right?
Yeah, exactly. And you can log in and within 5 minutes have your next lead. And that's kind of the beauty of it.
Yeah, this is where I see the huge advantage for, you know, the people that are in the Rhino tribe. And that's really how I was introduced to you, Gene, was people in the tribe, in our support calls that we have every day saying, oh yeah, I'm getting these leads from iSpeed to lead. I just call them up. They want to sell. And then I just have to get in front of them and make the offer and make sure that it's something that makes sense. And I kept hearing it. And I talked to RJ Bates and he kept talking about you. And I think it's just an absolute phenomenal way for people to get started. If you've never had a conversation with a property owner that wants to sell their property, this is a great way to like really get your toe in the water, really get some experience under your belt without having to spend thousands of dollars getting people to call you. So paper lead is a great, great, great lead generation source. But, and here's the but, you have to have skills of converting that lead into a signed contract. And really, that's going to be the meat and potatoes of this conversation that we have now so that everybody can go out and they can start getting some leads right away and feel confident knowing how to convert these leads. So, Gene, when somebody's buying these leads, in your experience, and I'll get into mine because Gene and I had a back and forth before we started the podcast here on best practices. So I think it's great to get both perspectives. Gene, when somebody buys a lead, what's the first thing that they should do as soon as they get the information? They've got the address, they got the phone number. What is the best thing that they should do first?
So, Brent, at first they should make a cup of coffee, then they should go for a walk around their house, and then they should probably have some water to wash down the coffee. Read a little bit of a motivational quote.
Listen to Tony Robbins. Get pumped up.
I think do some push-ups. I think, in fact, I'm secretly here, Brent, on this podcast just to find out your arm workout routine.
Yeah,
that was really my goal. But as the name of our platform implies, speed to lead. Just pick up the freaking phone. Personally, this is the only thing I can have an argument about, should you comp while you're on the phone or should you comp later? I personally think that you should comp later. I think you have a, you know, an instant formula for folks that, that you teach, and I think which is incredible. And anyone from Speechly doesn't know about it, they should. Brent's got this instant offer formula that liberates you from having to do all this prep work, because you're going to get in the weeds of this comping and all that. Just pick up the phone and do it.
Yep. Yeah. Just to make a quick little explanation of that quick comping for it. If you pull up this property and it's on Zillow, and you could probably just click a button right there and it goes, takes it to Zillow. If the property is above 250,000, you want to be around 50% if it needs a significant rehab. If it's a original condition or, you know, it needs a lot of work, you want to be about 50% is the price point. If you're below 250 but above 100,000, you want to be at about 25%. And if you're below 100,000, you want to be at 10%. And you can get all that stuff at wholesalinginc.com, guys. You can get a bunch of downloads and a bunch of training there. But that's a quick way to look at it. But I 100% agree, Gene. If you give me a name, address, and phone number of a property owner that wants to sell their house, game over. Game over. I'm not looking at any comps. I'm not looking at anything because I don't want any preconceived notions of what I can offer them. And I don't want to be making offers too fast until I go through the discovery process. And that's really what Gene's talking about is you got the lead. You call them up and then you discover what's going on. And the discovery process is four parts, right? What's the condition of the property? What's their timeline? When do they want to sell this property? When do they want their money from it? Their motivation, why are they selling it, and their price? That's what we're really trying to pull out of the conversation when we're first speaking to a property owner. And the more of those things that you can pull out, the more that you can really understand, okay, this is somebody that wants to sell their property now. I need to get in front of them as soon as possible, or I need to make my verbal offer as soon as possible so that we can move forward. But I don't want to make an offer too quick if they're not ready to sell right now. And I got to discover that. And some people try to protect themselves or try to kind of keep their cards close to their chest. And we got to really build a relationship. And the best way to do that is having a long conversation about what's important to them. That's what we're really trying to find out. So, I mean, it's getting them on the phone. Gene, when you have it, so you open it up, let's just go through this, right? You get a lead, you call them up and you say, hey, listen, I just got your information from online. Like, what do people say?
Yeah. So, and that's a great point to make because there's different sources on iSpeed to Lead, right? Some leads are from Facebook ads, some from YouTube ads, some from Google search, some from PPC. What I generally find out is that, and we have the show where we get to watch these calls live. What I see is that if you go down that road, you may get, nowadays, when you click on a YouTube ad, the way it actually looks is it doesn't look like a website. It's like a form that hovers over your screen. Same with Facebook ads. They've made it so efficient to where you can barely understand that it's a website. Some people, especially older folks, might think it's actual Facebook or might think it's actual YouTube or whatever. And then you tell them, like, enter your form on my your information on my website. And like, what website? I left Facebook, I paused my Facebook experience for maybe like 5-10 seconds or my YouTube experience for 5-10, and I filled the thing out. So like, website, what? So don't even go there. Just something like, hey, I got information that you're selling your property. Let's talk. You know, something simple like that. Like, you know they're selling. You're not giving out all your cards. You know they're selling. You know, talk to me. What do you got, right? That's an approach that I think works all the time. But it's the confidence, it's the voice, and it's some of the stuff that, you know, I haven't sold a thing on the phone in a long time. That's yeah. More in Brent's territory. But definitely don't start going there in the details of who filled out what where, because you may confuse them. Now, some people do like that approach. I just recommend, as far as speed to lead goes, we do tell you where the lead is from. Just make sure that you like understand, like, hey, this lead was from Facebook or this lead was from SEO. And then tell them that, like, hey, you entered your form on a YouTube ad and then went to my website. And that some people think that that may help them in the fact that this person actually reached out to them, right? And I can see that, but that's the 2 cents I have on that.
Love it. And on average, how many leads actually turn into closings? And I know that you're not in control of, you know, the results of everything that happens. People aren't sending you their settlement statements and doing that all the time. But just as kind of like, I want to set expectations for people that, you know, even with our own pay-per-click, you know, it's anywhere from 1 to 10, 1 to 12 leads per deal, per actual closed, paid, done deals. Is that similar for these leads? Is it higher? Is it lower?
Yeah. So there's a functionality inside of Speedtail to organize your leads. You can set statuses, you can set reminders, just basic CRM functions, nothing fancy. But they're sufficient for folks who don't even have a CRM. And so we do track how many contracts, how many deals people have closed. So for those people that do utilize those fields. And so it's about 10% of leads that we can confidently say close into transactions from Speedtail. You have to take into account, of course, the experience of the team, the experience of the person, individual experience of each person. Also, the freshness of the lead. Once you're on Speedtail for a little bit, you'll understand that the freshest of leads they cost more.
Yeah.
And that's because the fresher they are, the more likely you are to close on the actual first call. Because, you know, if I want to get a pizza right now, it's because I'm hungry. And if I, you know, have a like protein shake or something, I'm not hungry anymore. And my motivation to get a pizza might be, you know, in a few hours from now. Who's to know when you're calling that seller? And so, and that's why, you know, some of the older leads cost less because there's a little bit more work involved. But, you know, it provides an opportunity for folks that don't have a high budget. But I would say it's about 10% confidently say is the close rate. Now, that is a lot higher for some folks. We have some folks that do as much as 20%, even a little bit more than that. And that's where you got to know, you just have to not be a one-trick pony with your exit strategy. Because you could have, you know, you could have your Novation exit strategy. You could flip this thing. You could wholesale it. You could get it to an agent. If it doesn't qualify for an Novation, you could get it to an agent. The problem is that a lot of people, and I've talked to a lot of customers, and I try to kind of one by one get them out of this mindset. But they're like, I have a guy for Novations. I sent him the lead. Or I have an agent, I sent them the lead. The whole I sent them the lead is a little bit, you're putting your destiny into other people's hands. Even if you don't have that exit strategy under your belt, don't know how to do novations, you can't list this property if, let's say, they don't want a novation. But you know somebody, just get them transferred. Like transfer that call right to your guy. Have a guy or a gal that actually is like that. You know, they either can answer the phone themselves or there's somebody in their organization that's waiting, transfer the call and don't lose that opportunity. Because I've seen it happen right on the live stream with RJ and Cassie. RJ literally understood that this lead, you know what, probably can make a couple grand on this thing, getting it to an agent. Because this person sounds like they're good for a list, okay? And that happens. So he got Cassie right there. He didn't hang up, got him right there, and they were talking. She probably ended up listing that property because she licensed agent. So getting that network of like supercharged people around you who you don't just throw a lead their way and then pray, you know, but you're really on this lead. You invested money into this lead, you invested time into this lead. You should have just a absolute ballistic strategy for getting it converted any way possible. And we have some people that have done that convert way more than 10%.
Yeah, I love it. There's really four paths there as you were saying it. You know, is it a novation? Is it a cash offer? Is it a creative offer? Or is it a listing? Right? And to be able, and those are all different tools. One's a hammer, one's a screwdriver, one's a wrench, and one's a ruler or whatever. You know what I mean? I don't know. I don't do a lot of handyman stuff, Gene, but you know what I mean? But having all those, when you have somebody that has made the decision they want to sell, that's number one. Like, guys, if you're ever wondering what a lead is somebody, and I've said it a bazillion times on this podcast, and I'll keep saying it a bazillion times because I don't know how many times people need to hear it, but a lead is somebody that has made the decision 100% that they are going to sign all the documentation that is required to transfer ownership from themselves to somebody else. That's what a lead is. That's what you're really trying to discover in your discovery process. Have they really made that decision that they're going to sell? And then from there, where does it fit? Do they want speed and convenience? Great. It's a cash offer. Let me step back just a second. There's speed, convenience, and price. That's the three factors that every property owner is looking at, but they only get to pick two. If it's speed and convenience, it's a cash offer. All right. And that's really what we focus on when it comes to wholesaling. But if they want price and they want the convenience, now we're talking novation. Now we're talking creative. And if they want the price, but they want the speed, then we're talking about listing the property. It's not going to be convenient. They have to have people coming through their house. They have inspections. They have people that want things fixed up, all these other things. But that's when there's a listing. So when you're talking and having these conversations and finding out the condition, the timeline, motivation, price, you're also figuring out, okay, what's most important? Speed, convenience, price. They only get two. And if they only get two, then you fit them in to one of those four processes. Right? Novation, listing, creative, and cash. So you're absolutely right. And that's how you convert more with the leads that you have. Once you get that down, and listen, don't try to master it all right now. Just like Gene was saying, if you know somebody that's great at listing property, great at doing novations, great at doing creative finance, but you're good, you're great at doing a cash offer, great. Refer them to somebody else. Keep those people on the phone. Say, can you hold on a second? Call your buddy up, right? When you're doing it, merge the calls and then get out of the call. Boom. Love it, Gene. Absolutely love it. So I speed to lead. I love it because speed kills all deals. I mean, time kills all deals in this thing, right? And so when a lead comes in from you guys, how fast is it processed to be able to go and get that lead and be able to have that conversation while they're still on their phone or while they're at a desktop?
Yeah. And so with I speed to lead, there's actually an iPhone app. And that works the fastest. If you've got the iPhone app, that's the fastest. You're going to get notified within a second of that lead coming in. What awesome. I always recommend is go in and set up a filter. You can go and set up a filter, turn on a notification for specifically that filter, and that will notify you as soon as a lead comes in your specific counties with your specific parameters. You'll get notified as soon as possible or as soon as it comes in. And then boom, you're on the phone with that seller. They're going to be like, oh, wow, that was very quick. What's going on, right? What you've done there is not only you caught them in that motivated mood, which can change. You know, they might have something happen at work that day and it's like, oh man, should I leave that job or whatever? Like, get them while they're hot. You have no idea how many situations change. Not only that, but what you've done also is if they were shopping around for that problem right now, if let's say they're on a website, if they're going and searching for a solution to sell their home. And let's say they want a cash offer. They already want a cash offer. You know, that cash offer graph year to year is increasing. Mm-hmm. Listed like iBuyer transaction, wholesaler transaction, that's increasing. You know, some people say, Gene, why don't you go to the agent side of the business? Why don't you go to serve the agent? I'm like, yeah, that's higher volume right now, but it's on the way down.
Yeah.
And we're on the way up because it's a convenient freaking way to sell. Like, come on. And so while they're shopping, and what does somebody do, right? Like how it happens in my family personally, my wife will tell me, like, hey, we need some service done, right? Like something at the house, you know, something installed or whatever. I go and I look for it online and I get a few quotes, right? Cool. So this person, right, the husband is getting a few quotes online for a cash offer. So what you want to do, as soon as you got the lead, you should be assuming, all right, if I don't get this guy on the phone right now, he's going to go and keep looking. So you got to not only get him on the phone, keep him on the phone, make him feel like he's found, like, that's the last stop you ever got to make, buddy. You're in good hands with us. Tell the wife that she no longer has to worry about it. We're going to get it done, right? And keep him on the phone. So then they're, you know, by the time he goes back to the spouse, this person that you're talking to, now they're like, honey, I solved the problem. The problem is solved. It's way well underway. We're making good progress, right? So we've actually implemented. So on the funnels that we generate leads, we're even trying to help folks with that because we actually have a thing there at the end. And we're like, pick an appointment time. Pick a time when you're going to be home and available for a video call with one of our associates. And so we're trying to like not only get them the dopamine, the satisfaction of filling something out, but also like, hey, and I've got a call scheduled. And you can actually see, so in iSpeed to Lead Marketplace, you can see that little appointment. If they filled it out, you can see that little appointment in the corner and it shows you like this is the exact time the seller has committed to be home and ready for a video call. Because a lot of our folks do remote deals. So we're also trying to get them, keep them on the phone and keep them satisfied after they've entered that experience.
Awesome. Yeah. With any inbound leads that we have, whether it's from our pay-per-click, whether it's from paper leads, or whether it's from TV that we were doing for most of last year, we answer those calls live. And when those leads come in, it's within under a minute. We literally track if it's under a minute or not. That's one of our things on our scoreboard every single week, is if we talked to that or reached out to that lead with under a minute, guys. Gene was being silly at the beginning of the show, saying that you get a coffee and you run around and you get pumped up before you get on the phone. You got to get on right now. It's got to be unconscious. You got to see that, and you got to drop everything that you're doing, and you got to get on that. We have it so much, Gene, that if our main guy, Chad, doesn't get it within a minute, it goes out to three other people in our company, right? It's that fast and it's that important. And that has taken us so far. I mean, it has increased the amount. We've had the best first quarter this year than ever before, at over 800,000 in the first quarter, just because of that change. Just because literally the speed to get to that lead is so critical when it comes to inbound leads. When people are literally filling something out, you need to be on it. It's got to be like the house is on fire. They're calling 911. You know what I mean? And so, guys, make sure that when you get these paper leads, don't overthink it. Just call them instantly. That'll be better. Even if you're terrible on the phone and you have never done it before, it's better if you wait and not get a hold of them. Now you're chasing the whole time, and it's weird for negotiations. It's weird for, you know, they've got a couple other people coming to the house, and now you're competing against people that have vast amounts of experience more than you do. And so get after those leads as fast as possible. Now, Gene, you've got a few different ways that people can get leads on your site, right? You've got the marketplace. It'd be easier if you just explain exactly how people can interact with iSpeed Lead.
Yes, there's three ways to get leads. The main one, and this is the one that really got us started, is the marketplace. So you log in, you get a free account on iSpeed Lead, log in, and boom, there's a barrage of leads, hundreds of leads from everywhere. You set your filters, check out which leads have came in recently, and you can pick those up a la carte. You can choose, if the lead is fresh enough, we allow you to actually purchase it exclusively. And then that specific address, until it changes ownership, if it ever comes through to us again, we don't even publish it. So that lead is yours and yours forever and is never resold to anybody until that address changes an owner, obviously, until that person sells the house.
Sure.
Run out of leads to sell. So that's one way, is through the marketplace. Then you can actually go in, it's called fixed price mode, and you can get leads automatically, right? So what you do is you set a budget, and then you can select, okay, I only want these counties, I only want about 10 leads per month, I only want things that, where the seller said, I want to sell ASAP to 1 month, right? I don't want the 2 months, or I don't want the 4 months. You can also set things like, hey, I don't want leads with structural problems. I only want stuff that's like, okay, because I've had bad experiences with those. Or you can be like, hey, pristine condition, I don't want those leads.
Yep.
So I don't want folks that they're selling houses in pristine condition. And so all of those parameters, how long have they owned the house, right? You can select those. Is it vacant, or is it, are they living in it, or is it a tenant? You can also uncheck those boxes. So you basically like design your perfect lead. And as soon as we get a lead like that in that specific county with those specific parameters, and we show you the price that you're going to pay, as long as your card is active and your price, program is turned on, you're getting that lead instantly into your iSpeed to Lead account and into your CRM, which you can integrate with iSpeed to Lead through Zapier. And if you don't know how to do that, just reach out to our support team. We'll get it done for free, get those things hooked up. And that's actually about half of our sales happen like that, is automatically.
Yeah.
Because there's teams that, you know, they don't want to miss a lead that comes in with their perfect parameters, because a good lead is gone on the marketplace very quickly, right? And then there's the other way, which is if you're kind of getting started and you're willing to do a little bit more work, you're willing to deal with those problems that where the seller, you know, it may have been, a day or two after they've actually entered the form, and it might be that some other folks have talked to them, but you are on a budget, right? So there's a program called Coupon Club, and there you can actually pick up leads for less than $50 per lead. Those leads are about 48 hours old, but it's a lot less than $50 per lead, and you can get into that. And we have a ton of stories. And I think even before the call, you've mentioned somebody that got a lead with our, you know, with a ridiculous price per lead, closed the deal. A ton of those stories. And yep. So, and a lot of times, in fact, you'll find that there are certain leads that don't get a lot of interest on the marketplace because this parameter or that parameter, they don't appear to be, you know, hot, smoking hot deals. But you get on the phone and you find out, like, hey, this person's talked to one other person. That person was not super professional with them. They were turned off by them. Boom. And they're actually, like, more motivated than they disclosed in their parameters. Mm-hmm. So it's perfect, right? So, and our whole goal was to not box ourselves into one type of customer, but to have a couple of different offerings for folks that are, you know, robust teams that need high volume, that need those leads automatic. And then the folks that are, you know, there's a lot of folks in this industry that, you know, they'll do a full day of work and then in the evening they're hustling, or they're doing the weekend thing and they're hustling on the weekend. I know how that feels because that's how I got started, like moonlighting at my corporate job. So those are the different ways to get it. And you log in and get a free account. You can actually get, there's videos, there's onboarding experience. You can book an onboarding session with one of our folks. It's completely free. We love doing those because you'll experience the platform better. So, and that's my recommendation. Just get a free account. Start getting leads. Make sure you get, if you're new, make sure you get some kind of, you just get accountability. You will go so much faster if you have an actual coach in this thing. You'll go so much faster. You'll run instead of crawling. You know, and some people might say, like, yeah, it costs money. Like, it should cost. I'm paying right now, what are we doing for SaaS Academy? I think $3,000 a month. So I'm paying 36, what is it, 36 a year?
Yeah.
$3,000 a month. Yeah, 36K a year we're paying to SaaS Academy, to Dan Martell. I love it. I jump on the freaking call once a month, yep. And that's it. But the accountability and not wanting to, like, suck, you know, yeah. In front of your coach who's talking to other SaaS companies, I'm cool with it. Like, it's helped. I'm already satisfied with it, even for just a few months that we've been there. So, yeah, I highly recommend get. It's going to provide you with accountability. We're actually starting a thing where, if you're enrolled in a coaching program, we're going to have favorable terms for you. We're going to hook you up a lot more than customers that don't, because we know you're not going to flop on the leads. Our sellers will be happier. You'll be happier. You'll close more deals. And the whole ecosystem will benefit from that.
Well, listen, I came from an athlete background. I mean, I've had a coach since I was, you know, 7 years old or whatever. And I always would. I'm spending, geez, I don't know, probably $100,000 a year on coaching. And people think it's just business coaching, or it's just, you know, marketing coaching or real estate coaching and all these other things. Like, my doctor's a coach. You know, they check my blood every 90 days and go, okay, you got this and this and this. Make sure you take this and this. And that's coaching. You know what I mean? Like, we all get coaching one way or another, right? It just depends on if you want to get to the front of the line and whatever you want to learn, right? It's incredible. I mean, it's, I don't know. People that try to figure this out on themselves, I get it. I mean, do it yourself, but you can go a lot faster if you go with a group of people that know what they're doing. So yeah, I think you should give a discount for people that are coached, because they're going to close more deals. And if they close more deals, they're going to spend more money with you. You know what I mean? I mean, it's just good business. So that's awesome, Gene. And you kind of mentioned it. You were doing this. We haven't touched on your background. And I think this is important for people to understand, because you got just such an interesting life, man. Such an interesting background. I mean, you've been all over the place. You're a world traveler. You've lived in multiple different countries. You live in Italy now, which I'm jealous of. What is your background, Gene? Like, why did you build this company? And what gives you the experience to build this and actually get people leads that'll get them closed?
Yeah. Thanks for asking. Yeah. So I'm a triple immigrant, I call myself. We immigrated, my family, when I was 14, 15 years old, from Kyrgyzstan to the States, right? I grew up in New Hampshire and then moved to Boston. And then when I was in Boston, after I successfully, with a lot of ups and downs, and actually at some point sleeping in the office without a place to live, and, like, classic story. I love it. I reminisce about those times even now, right? I was trying to do a bunch of stuff. I had a video company. I was trying to do Airbnbs. Airbnb arbitrage, got kicked out of the Airbnbs because like landlords found out and all that stuff. And so I had a video company in Boston, and it was such a seasonal business. We were doing real estate listings. We were filming real estate listings. Got to meet a lot of agents in that process, started learning. I'm learning from anybody that I'm next to. Whatever I can get, like use the time you're with that person to learn. They love to talk about it. You might as well listen. So during when I had the video company, I had a thing happen where I was like, you need a lot more income. I had a family member that lost their job that I needed to kind of pitch in, right? And so that's when an opportunity came up on a Facebook ad, right? And it was a coach. It was Chris. And so I actually got the coaching there because I was like, this is an opportunity. This sounds cool. Like wholesaling. I've heard about it before, but this guy is a coach. Like actually give the roadmap for everything. Great. Boom. I think it was 5 G's or something.
Yeah.
And I didn't even have the extra 5 G's. I used a freaking corporate credit card to get it, man. So I wasn't supposed to do it. It was an IBM Amex. But I was like, hey, I'm going to pay for it, right? I'm going to swipe the card. Well, I want to do it right now.
Yeah.
Anybody ever gives me a price objection, I'm like, dude, don't worry. You'll figure it out.
Yeah.
And so we started participating in that group and understood that I'm much better at marketing than I am at the actual wholesaling, like way better than anybody in that group was. So I was like, this is what you focus on. So started doing the marketing thing, right? And then I had some folks in Ukraine that were doing just some minor marketing stuff, like video editing, running some ads. I actually went to Ukraine to meet them. It was like, hey, guys are doing a great job. Let's meet, let's have a party, stuff like that. And then while I was in Ukraine, I actually ended up meeting my wife. And so long story short, I moved there. I was back and forth between there and the States. And then when the war there started, I ended up actually moving to Europe, settled here in Italy. So that's the triple immigration story there.
But you're running your whole business virtually.
Yeah, for the past, oh my God. Well, no, when we were in Ukraine, we had so much staff there that we sure. did have an office. But when the war started, that office was empty for like 3-4 months because folks just would stay home because it's much more, you got to be mobile. But yeah, it's been virtual. Wherever I'm located, I always rent an office, right? So even here, I'm renting. But virtual for the past probably 5 years or so. And it's about 30 people that we have. 20 of them are full-time, 10 are part-time. But yeah, I dream of a day, though, when everybody's in the same location.
Oh, it'd be awesome. Yeah. Well, Gene, I love what you're doing for the industry. You came in and you have a big heart for this. You really want people to be successful. You want them to get the best opportunities and you want them to have the skills to be able to convert those. And then it's a win-win for everybody. So thank you for that. Can we hook people up with something that listen to this podcast? Is there a code that we can we give them a TTP code and hook them up if they do decide to use iSpeed to Lead? It's iSpeedToLead.com, right?
Correct. Yes, iSpeedToLead.com. But make sure that when you're on iSpeedToLead.com, so when you're signing up, it's going to ask you, hey, do you have a promo code? Okay. And when it asks you for the promo code, put in the word Brent or put in the word TTP. Use one of those, right? Either of them will work. However, when you do that, so if you just join the platform, great, congratulations. But if you join and you actually put in that code, when you log in, you're going to find that you already have $50 in balance sitting awesome. On your account. Okay. Awesome. So make sure that you do it through that.
Awesome. Gene, such a great conversation. Thank you guys. Listen, PaperLead is here to stay. It's a great, great, great marketing channel for a lot of people, especially if you've got a really restricted schedule and you want to just pick leads when you can work them, when you're on your lunch break, when you're after work, when you're working on the weekends, and you want to speak with people that are ready to sell. You know what I mean? Maybe they're just considering an offer. Maybe they're just looky-loos. But for the most part, if they're going to be filling out forms, they've got some level of seriousness to selling their property. So it's a really, really, really great option. And so check it out, iSpeedToLead.com. Thanks, Gene.
Thank you so much, Brent. Thank you, everybody.
Awesome. And remember, guys, listen, 4 factors. You've got your market, you've got your schedule, you've got your experience, and you've got your budget. Everybody is different, all right? I encourage you to go to wholesalinginc.com, apply for a call with us so that we can put together a customized blueprint to help you guys figure out exactly what you should be doing to build up your pipeline of opportunities, move forward, do your first deal, or add deals to your business. Go to wholesalinginc.com. And that is it. My name is Brent Daniels, Mr. TTP. And as always, I encourage you to go out there and talk to people. Till next time. Love you guys. See ya.
That's all for this episode. Your next step to success is to continue the conversation over at wholesalinginc.com by joining the mailing list, as well as get your chance to book a strategy session to learn the systems and become part of the tribe and work personally with one of our amazing coaches. We'll see you next episode with more ways to make you a fortune in wholesaling.